Okay. Good evening, ghouls. It's Doc. I may sound a little bit different, and you may hear different things in the background there. I'm actually at work right now, trying to do a little bit of recording. So, basically, what's going on here? Why haven't I been doing shows, and, you know, why isn't stuff being getting done? Easiest explanation is I'm a busy guy, lots of work to do, and that's pretty much it. I've been working like crazy, and all I've been doing is working and sleeping. So, anyway, getting to today's subject at hand, which is a little bit of a rant type thing going on here. Not an angry rant, but like a frustration rant. What am I going to complain about first? Well, let me see here. I'm going to start complaining about first is Hollywood. Hollywood right now is an absolute and utter disaster area. And what I mean by that is there's basically nothing coming out of Hollywood that I'm interested in when it comes to movies, except for Godzilla, you know, King of the Monsters, and the Godzilla vs. King Kong, which is coming up here pretty soon. Now, the thing is, you know, Hollywood is running out of ideas. For example, Midsommar. Yeah, I'm going to say Midsommar. It's driving me nuts how many people are actually talking about Midsommar, saying, it's the best movie ever. It's so freakish. It's so horrifying. It's an original movie. No. No, my dears. It's not. It's a complete rehash, redo, revamp of the whole Wicker Man idea. The Wicker Man I'm speaking of is the Christopher Lee version. And, well, it's just a lot better. I saw Midsommar. Thank God I didn't pay for it. And you could basically pretty much had the whole plot idea within the first, 20, 25 minutes. I'm sitting here going, great. It's going to be like one of those, we get invited to an isolated area where we don't know anybody, or we're going there for a reason, and the locals have their strange little customs, and we interrupt those customs, or try and become part of those customs, and of course, bad things happen. Sorry, I'm getting a drink there. So anyway, that's your basic gist of The Wicker Man. Basically, a police officer goes to investigate a disappearance on this island, and nothing seems out of sort, but everything's out of sort, in a sort of kind of way. And then that leads to events, some wonky stuff in this police officer's, you know, whole vision of what's going on here. Basically, it's a kind of pagan lifestyle, that type of thing. There is a human sacrifice every year to the gods for a great harvest. Well, that sounds kind of familiar to Midsommar, doesn't it? But it involves relationship, all that stuff, whatever. But there's a certain thing that's driving me a little crazy that, you know, you're saying that this is an inventive, shocking, gore effects happen at daytime. Okay. So you can see red better. Whoop-de-doo. Anyway. So yeah, I'm not impressed by Midsommar. I'm glad I didn't pay for it. And you can definitely count me out of actually ever like getting the DVD Blu-ray or whatever the next format is. It's not happening. Okay. I'm actually going to complain about Godzilla King of the Monsters now. Not the movie, however. The soundtrack. The soundtrack, when you're watching the movie, is very appropriate. It's very good. It's very powerful. It's bombastic. You know, you have flavors of the original Godzilla theme. Also, Mothra's theme is present. And Blue Oyster, a revision by Bear McCready and Serge, I cannot pronounce his last name, from System of a Down. Okay. Now, when you isolate the soundtrack, when you pull the soundtrack away from the movie, there is nothing memorable. Yeah, you heard me. There is nothing memorable about it. I was comparing the soundtrack of King of the Monsters 2019 to older sci-fi and horror films in general. Let's say, for example, or Day of the Earth Stood Still. The original Godzilla films. All of them. And, you know, in these older films, you have a sweeping melody. You've got... You don't have any tricks, okay? What you really have is... Well, you have melody, of course. You have great orchestration. You don't have the... Well, tricks, basically. You don't have these little things that make your music sound better when it's not that good. Nowadays, let's keep it in the 50s and 60s for the moment. In the 50s and 60s, yes, they had very, very simple synthesizers to make electronic music, a la Forbidden Planet and, stuff like that. And you also had the capabilities of doing that thing. Okay. And you didn't have computer systems to edit your music. So basically, everything that you had there was what you can produce on the spot without much post-production. Because the post-production was there, but it really is nowhere as close to the post-production and junk we have nowadays. So, yeah. Looking at the the King of the Monsters soundtrack 2019 version, it's got a lot of synthetic-ness to it. It's got that, whole very, very loud, very, very not subtle sub-bass rumble. So basically, it's kind of like this thing that's synthetic, of course, to make the music sound more powerful. We're dealing with giant monsters, so you want to be pretty powerful and very large. And there really was not a consistent melody throughout. It was just like, okay, we've got this song, then this song, then this song, then this song, and nothing was really, really stood out. Of course, the Mothra song was gorgeous. I give it points. And of course, Bear McCready's version of Godzilla, King of the Monsters theme song, I could do without. I was not impressed. He took Akira Ifukube's music, made his own version, which, fully allowed to do because he's got the copyright and license. But we didn't need the whole background stuff, like the unidentifiable chorus. It's good if you use it to an extent, but when you overdo it, it's just like, really? I got nothing else besides this? So, yeah, that's fun. Wow, yay! And, I've been on a, like I said, I've been on a huge, 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 huge soundtrack kick. I ordered it the 2019 King of the Monsters from Amazon. Got it for like $13. It's a dual disc, which is not bad for $13 nowadays. But there is nothing, in my opinion, that stands out on it. There's nothing unique. It all just kind of sounds the same and gets all gobbledygook until you get to Mothra and Godzilla, specifically. Rodan's music is the most aggressive, dark-sounding music in the whole soundtrack. Then you've got Ghidra's theme, which is just like... he's supposed to be a planetary destroyer? It doesn't sound that way to me. But Rodan, big firebird. Big sweeping roar music, and yeah, doesn't work very well for me. So, okay, off that subject. Now, I've been rattling on here for 9 minutes and 9.5 minutes. That's great. Okay, so, all right, did the Hollywood is out of ideas, soundtracks, video game industry. The video game industry sucks. Games are becoming very uninventive. Basically, your whole thing is you must go kill for no apparent reason. Games like Black Ops, Modern Warfare, blah, 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 blah. they're just turning into major cash grabs to the point where, you know, you have all of these microtransactions, which are in-game purchases, that, well, are getting way out of hand. You pay $60 for a game, you should have a whole fucking game. Pardon my don't pardon my language. Because you should have a full game for a $60 price. Oh, but no, we can't do that. No. We have to paywall things that are already in the game. You have to pay more to access these things. We're talking maps, extra characters. In the case of Black Ops and... got to turn on a fan here. In the case of Black Ops and Modern Warfare, it's like you have to, in order to get all the guns and all the weapons, you have to go through these loot boxes. Yeah, and from what I hear, I'm not exactly sure if this is 100% correct, but the way I interpreted this is that there's a Black Ops like map or something or game where you play with knives or something, but you have to, in order to play this level, you have to have the knife. But in order to get this knife, you got to grind through the game, make up enough money to buy a loot box, and it's like one billionth of a chance to actually get this weapon so you can play this level. What the fuck? Really? That's ridiculous. To me, that is absolutely and utterly ridiculous. And plus, you know, now these games, like Black Ops and Modern Warfare, they're dropping their single-player campaign just for online multiplayer. Okay, well, let me tell you something about online multiplayer. You can't play it if you don't have online, number one. You can't play it if you don't pay for subscription fees to either Xbox Live or Nintendo or PlayStation. So basically, let's see here. You're going to pay $60 for the game, or more if you get the collector's editions, which most of those are freaking garbage anyway, because the statuettes or whatever are just plastic trash. Not worth it. I've had such a turn off on those, it's ridiculous. Then you have to pay $60 a year, or more. Actually, I think it's max 60 for Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus. It's $20 for Nintendo's version, but the thing is, with the Nintendo version, I think you can only play like several games online. They're not up to snuff, but for $20 a year, it's not bad. I cannot complain about $20 a year for, and also you have some games with some form of online backup. Yay! Okay. So yeah. So let's see here. That's $60 for the game. $60 to play it all year round, and then $60, $100, $200 full of additional crap that should be in the game already, so you can actually enjoy it to the maximum. Yeah, you really want to spend that much? I mean, seriously, you really want to spend that much on a game? That really probably isn't that good. Count me out. I've been spending most of my money on Switch games Neo Geo converted Switch games. Yeah. And also classic arcade games, pinball, that type of stuff. No, it's just kind of ridiculous. I mean, they want you, basically Electronic Arts with their FIFA, you know, just for giggles. Just for absolute giggles. Okay, giggles, ha-has. I bought FIFA 16. And they're saying to me, Doc, how much did you spend on FIFA 16? $5 new at Walmart. And I'll be honest with you, it's pretty realistic to the point where you're actually, of course, controlling human beings during a soccer game. So everything, the controls like crap. I'm kidding. It doesn't control very well because, you know, basically you are operating as real humans, not some super-powered, muscled, mustache, gun-toting whack job. You're a human being in a soccer game. Whee! So I was looking through all the transactions and that, and to honestly build a team that you can play online and supposedly have all the best players, we're talking over $1,000 to get the best team. I'll let that sink in because I'll say it again. $1,000 plus to have a team that may stand a chance online. Now, we're talking, when it comes to this team, you have to have skills in sports games, of course. And, you know, fast reflexes, blah, 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 blah. But $1,000 to get the best players. I'd rather take $1,000 and go get Blu-rays and DVDs. Or add it to my car payment. Well, I add it to starting to buy a new car. Because, you know, just there's a lot of things you can do with $1,000. Oh, another example of just something that happened talking about thousands of dollars. There was a case in England recently. I'm going to take a little drink here, so that's why I'm pausing. Where a kid racked up over $3,000 worth of purchases. Excuse me. On a game. On his Nintendo Switch. Without the parents' knowledge. And when they got the credit card bill, oh boy! Fortunately, Nintendo understood what happened and let them off the hook. So they're not down $3,000. There was another case where I don't know the exact number, but apparently some kid took their parents' credit card again, or debit card, excuse me, and completely blew the parents' savings. Now, that money, unfortunately, was unrecoverable because they did it through one of the online shops, either Xbox or PlayStation or what have you, not through Nintendo. And I'm actually impressed that Nintendo stood up to the place and went, hey, we'll take care of this. Don't let it happen again. That's impressive. I really, really got to hand it to Nintendo for that. On the subject of Nintendo, there's a new Switch Mini that's coming out with non-detachable controllers, smaller screen. I have a regular Switch, so I'm pretty much good to go. Unless they put out like a super duper OMG RAR Switch, which I may have to invest in at future time, but not right now. So, basically, there's something else I wanted to complain about today. Oh yeah, weather sucks. Yeah, it's all rainy, nasty thunder and lightning out here. Well, there was thunder and lightning earlier, but it's just rainy, nasty, yucky. So, anyway, right. What else was there? Oh yeah. Oh, excuse me. Got the hiccups now. Man, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm getting hiccups. Jeez. Well, I'm working this summer, which is a good thing. Which is a very good thing. And, there's one thing that's kind of driving me nuts, but that's in my personal life, and I'm not going to talk about that here. So, there's one more thing. I just can't think of it at the moment. Oh, yeah. Prime Day. Prime Day deals are lies in some cases. Okay. Now, for example, you have the Dark Shadows box set, which is like, God, over 300 DVDs or something, you know, some ridiculous number like that. And according to, and if any other time on Amazon, the set is $320. Okay, any other time, full price $320. Okay, now for Prime Day, I'm looking at this because it was part of the Prime Flash deals, and that's usually, you know, like 50% off, 60% off, 20% off, whatever. The baseline price of this box set was cranked up to over $550, closing in more around $600. But they had it on a Prime Fire deal or Flash deal, excuse me, for $320. once again, let that process. That was no deal. That was an outright, bold-faced, fuck you lie to consumers. Mm-hmm. Now, there's other stuff like they had on Big Sales, which I'm starting to become a fan of this company called Green Toys. Everything they make is kind of, it has like a little bit of a retro look to it, and it's all made out of 100% recycled materials, which is really, really cool. And I bought a bunch of those, and I got like an airplane, a helicopter, and like a tractor for $4, $6, $7, when their normal prices are, you know, $12 to $15 to $24. I also got that, there's a garbage truck that I have a review of on my YouTube channel, which is Sludge Industries, if you're interested. And I like the styling. The toys themselves are really tough. I mean, you can clonk yourself in the head and leave a bruise, and it wouldn't even do any damage to the toy. I don't suggest doing that or clocking anybody else with one of these toys, because that's just mean. But it would be entertaining. So anyway, yeah, those are pretty cool. I'll be having more of those reviews come up on the YouTube channel. I'm going to try and actually start doing movie reviews, but I'll be perfectly honest with you, the amount of hours that I'm working per week, the job that I'm doing is really tiring in a good way, and I'm really, really enjoying it, but man, it just kicks my butt. It's like I literally get up in the morning between 3:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning so I can actually be functional by the time I get to work. Then I work from between 6 till whenever. And 7 till whenever. Which is great. I love it. I love it. But I'm just so tired. And that's why I have not been doing much when it comes to YouTube production, video that I'm supposed to be working on, podcasting. Because I work a lot. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a really, really wonderful thing. And I just get really, really tired. So, thank you. I appreciate all the powers that be for giving me this job this summer. And thank you, thank you, thank you. But man, it just kicks my butt. Plus the heat. It's like, what is it? Like 80 degrees right now with 100% humidity, raining. Just like, it feels like I'm in my own armpits. It's like, bleh, bleh, bleh. Now, what else is there? Okay. I pre-ordered the Mothra. Yes, the Mothra Steelbook from Amazon. I got it yesterday. It's put out by Mill Creek. I'll tell you what, I am so blown away by the quality and care and love that Mill Creek is putting into things that I love them now. There was a company called Echo Bridge, and there's Mill Creek, and there was BCI who would put out these collections of 50, it was between 2 and 100 or 2 and 200 movies on DVD. And the movies were okay, but the visual quality in some of them, because of the high compression level rates and everything, was just kind of bleh. It wasn't really good at all. But now Mill Creek, holy crap. I mean, we're talking like Blu-rays that are absolutely awesome. They just got the rights to the complete Ultraman series, like every single Ultraman episode. So we're going to be getting those, which is awesome. So we're going to be getting Ultra Q, Ultraman. I already have the DVD releases of Ultraman and Ultra 7 and Ultra Q. Ultra 7, Ultra Q put out by Shout Factory. I don't remember who put out the original Ultraman series. Maybe it was Mill Creek. I don't know. I don't remember. And I'm sorry if I'm giving out false information on that one. But I'll tell you what. Every single one of these series that come out, especially the Ultraman, it had an encyclopedia of monster. It was just like seriously great quality for a fantastic price. I think I got the whole original Ultraman series for like $13-$14. So that's gold. So Mill Creek, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Shout Factory or Scream Factory, Shout Scream. They've got the rights to a lot of Hammer films. So the Reptile's coming out. Blood from Mummy's Tomb, Scars of Dracula, hey, a whole bunch more. I've got a bunch of their stuff ready, which is really, really good. So that's it. And DVD related news. I'm trying my best to get a website up. I'm also trying my best to get a blog moving. And I don't have enough strength left. I'm just so exhausted every day from, you know, working. It's a, like I said, it's a wonderful thing. It just, you know, when you start getting, if you get to my age, almost 40, with the problems that I have, you tire out pretty quick, which kind of sucks. So that's a part of life. You get old, you go, dust cloud, huh? So, you know, we'll get there. As far as I can know for upcoming schedule of events for this week for Deviant Legion Network, there will not be Carl's Cavern this week. And for the Sludge Pit on Sunday, we are currently developing what we're going to do. It may take us a few days. Just because schedules and everything have been wacky and I've been really, really, really tired. So, I've been yakking on here for about 26 minutes. And I think it's about time to call it quits. Alright, everybody. Have a great evening. And Doc. I'm Doc. Oh my god, you see, I'm tired already. Alright. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.